classified itself as a principal domain. It's been the bedroom for many, many years, and then Surrey, Delta, White Rock, Langley, Coquitlam took over, and I'm not suggesting there's not industry in those communities. Mayor Socorro would kill me if I said that, but the fact of life is, I don't think there's been a strong identity, and I think that they will never change now. And yes, there was a North Burnaby, South Burnaby dividing line. Burnaby certainly has, with Simon Fraser, BCIT, the heritage gardens around Deer Lake, and the you know, the oil depots, and that certainly has identity. I would have a hard saying that it would make me. I don't think anybody's going to create the heart symbol of New York, for instance, the apple, the Big Apple. We're not going to identify with that type of thing strongly. I think it's here, it has a meaningful part of the air, Lower Mainland, but I really think we're getting at the stage now with transportation, education, there are no boundaries, and I think it is really a metropolitan identity now, because your transportation, as I say, the education part of it, I just don't think that you Simon Fraser doesn't start with the boundary line. Transit goes to Coquitlam now, and it's going to go somewhere else, and I don't really think it's Lower Mainland, the metropolitan area. Yes, I think we have an identity, the tourism. You can't just sell Burnaby. Like, if you try to sell Burnaby as a tourist location or destination spot, you'd be hard-pressed, I would think. It may have happened at one point in time. Did that happen? But I don't think that's going to happen now. Not in the 80s and 90s. I really don't. But there's a lot of the little pockets, the little gems of the early history of Burnaby that shouldn't be lost. I think a person like Doreen Lawson has done an awful lot to preserve the ecology of Burnaby Lake, and there's people that have done an awful lot. Like, if it wasn't for Alan Emmett, we wouldn't have had a Simon Fraser here. Simon Fraser was dedicated or slotted to go out to Langley, I think it was originally. But Alan Emmett, Doreen Lawson, just had a tremendous impact in the early, you know, to identify.
They, well, certainly I've heard that Alan Emmett, in fact, that's why I would like to talk to him. I've heard that Alan Emmett was a very significant
factor
in getting the
Simon
Fraser
to
Burnaby, where it was. And Doreen Lawson is probably a person I should talk to.
Yeah, Doreen Lawson is her, and I guess Doreen's, you can tell her I said this, but I think the last 20, let's say the 60s, the last 25 years or 30 years, that I think Doreen has had really has had her finger on the pulse of Burnaby. I really feel that she has more recall and has done a lot through the parks. I mean, that's for her, the ecology aspect, when no one even knew what the word ecology meant. I mean, you know, well, it was the book that came out when we were the first hazards of the ecology, racial...
Mutual person.
Yeah. So that's the ecology thing. But then Alan, from the hardcore, practical part of the municipality being what it is today, and Simon Fraser, no question. But I don't know what the genesis of BCIT. I believe the property was there, and it might sound, it's certainly not being flippant to say it was there, but it certainly didn't have the significance of the, when Simon Fraser with Arthur Erickson, the quadrangle and everything, that was just an incredible thing. And you probably know this, Rod, that it was built the basic university was built in 15 months or 22 months, or it was just an awesome engineering putting it together. And it was just McTaggart Cowan, I think, was the first president, and then they ran into the university problems of the Berkeley era, 60s, the Vietnam era.
Erwin Swongard, you mentioned him being involved in some early things. Was Erwin, I always associate that his name more with Vancouver. Was Erwin,
well, Erwin lives in Burnaby, and didn't always live in Burnaby, but of course he was the one that we helped him on, and many business people in Burnaby helped in developing Swongard Stadium, as it wasn't called that, it was Central Park Stadium. Erwin, I don't think he would certainly fall in the category of he went over to Africa to set up a printing thing after his days of managing editor of The Sun. I don't think he ever, you know, I'm not putting down, he's certainly an interesting person to talk to, but the stadium, the sports, he was sports editor of the Vancouver Sun. He was certainly interested in Burnaby, I'm not minimizing that, but never held a seat of government here. His efforts were, and then of course he got appointed by WAC, or I guess Bill Bennett, to the P&E director, and he was there for 14 years or whatever it was. But I identify Irwin more with Vancouver. I don't think he ever lost the Vancouver identity.
Right.
In my mind, perception anyway.
Because I've often wondered why the stadium was named.
Well, he was the one. He was the spark to get the whole thing going. Oh, absolutely.
But that was more, in a sense, just to have a stadium than necessary to have it in Burnaby?
He had the vision. Irwin has great vision.
Mm-hmm.
I think he had the vision of a stadium which has been certainly utilized, you know. Yeah, I don't think he, you can't be, he's an irascible bugger, but he certainly has an insight. But I would identify him as managing editor days of the Vancouver Sun, British Empire Games in 1954. He was certainly one of the motivating factors behind that. So, but being a sport, and he played soccer in Germany, and then he, you know, so you can see the, how that all fall into place. I don't think that... and he was a, I believe he was a correspondent for the Olympics of 1936 in Berlin.
Was he?
Oh yes.
Sorry.
Oh yes. You check that out. I know that for sure.
Yeah. And then he organized the 54 Olympics.
Yeah, he was one of the ones that organized the 54 British Empire Games became the Commonwealth Games.
Okay. That was the Bannister. Right?
Bannister Landy, and Peters, who did the infamous marathon mile and collapsed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, actually, that marathon went right through. It was August of 54. Went right through our parking lot here. I can remember seeing them to this day. Yeah.
Right. Another Diego's.
Another Severance Diego's.
First. You mentioned right at the beginning there that there's, with the Metrotown development, you said there was an Edmonton Centre development.
No, Edmonds.
Edmonds Centre.
Now, that's all just starting now.
Oh, yeah.
And that's because the BC Hydro and where the SkyTrain terminal is, you know, so that you can see that's the next phase that's going to develop.
Is there planned to be a shopping centre there?
Well, there's everything. As a matter of fact, right across the street, Burnaby still is finished next year.
Oh, yeah.
And there's three triple towers. If you went to the Municipal Hall, you would you can get it's available for the public, it's public domain, but it shows you the whole plan for this area, and we're now looking at 5 to 10 years down the line. So now Metrotown's well on its way.
Right.
This is the next hot spot.
So are you going to be affected here with the restaurant?
Well, we're on the side of the fence. I don't have any idea how we're going to approach, you know, with the partners I have. The school has another year to go, so it's not an immediacy factor. I would like to set the wheels in motion because of, you know, I'm 62, not that I hope I'm going to be around for a while, but you know, I'd like to see what's going to happen.
Yeah.
It won't stay the way it is, I can assure you of that.
Right.
I can see this changing.
Right.
There's 60,000 square feet here and I can see it changing and by the entrepreneurial instincts of some of the developers.
But it might... They probably would want to build on it, then, I guess.
Oh, yeah, you can't expect this kind of building, you know, to stay. It's growing like topsy. It has a lot of inadequacies. No, I don't think you'd have any reason to want to keep it. Now, going back to what I said earlier, I've got the memories, and the building doesn't mean anything to you know, really. I don't fall in love with this railing, for instance.
No. But it might be nice to
maybe I'll do what
the decor, perhaps the sign, like here, Diego,
well,
and the glass.
Well, it could do that. Yeah.
Some of that kind of thing could be incorporated into another building.
Yeah, it could do like they did when they had the earthquake or the breaking down of the wall in Berlin. I might chop this little railing into pieces. And
well, there you go.
There we are. See, we've already
raised variety.
Raise money.
Back.
Yeah, raise money for Variety Club. Sure, sell pieces and bits of the Gapri and Severance.
Yeah,
it could well be.
Yeah. That would be sort of the parting gift, but let's hope it's not before 92 when Burnaby has a centennial, and people can all come here.
Oh, see, I would think we're still going to be here in 92, probably even a little later.
Well, I think that was that's great, sir.
Okay,
I really
Rod.
Appreciate it. That's about it. I can't think of, if I do think of any,
you just phone me.
Give you a call.
Sure.
Maybe we can try that.
But I would.